Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to the New York Times, the European Union's health commissioner this past Monday urged Europeans to avoid traveling to the United States or Mexico if doing so was not essential, in an attempt to head off a global pandemic of swine flu. Dr. Richard Besser, acting director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, called the European Union's advisory against traveling to the United States unwarranted. "We are looking very hard for cases of swine flu," he told CNN early Monday. "I expect we're going to find some, and we'll find some of increasing severity and more of the mild cases. At this point, I would not put a travel restriction or recommendation against coming to the United States." American investigators said they expected more cases here, but noted that virtually all so far have been mild and urged Americans not to panic. And in keeping up with the latest events regarding the flu, American health officials declared a public health emergency this past Sunday when only 20 cases of swine flu were confirmed in this country, including 8 in New York City. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano called the emergency declaration standard operating procedure and said she would rather call it a declaration of emergency preparedness. Besides the 8 New York cases, officials said they had confirmed 7 in California, 2 in Kansas, 2 in Texas, and 1 in Ohio. The virus looked identical to the one in Mexico, believed to have killed 103 people, including 22 people whose deaths were confirmed to be from the swine flu, and sickened about 1,600. Other governments tried to contain the infection amid reports of potential new cases, including New Zealand and Spain. Canada confirmed 6 cases at opposite ends of the country, 4 in Nova Scotia and 2 in British Columbia. Canadian health officials said the victims had only mild symptoms and had either recently traveled to Mexico or been in contact with someone who had. Since that declaration last Sunday, many more cases have now been reported. And when I come back, we'll take a look at those overhyped antimicrobial soaps, and lastly, what patients really want from their doctors.
Mother's Day. We all have lots to thank our mothers for. Remember Mom's words? If you keep making that face, your face might get stuck that way. Or, put on your jacket so you don't catch a cold. Where would most of us be without our mother's influence? So during May, take the first step to giving Mom the best Mother's Day of her life. Call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
With the news filled with swine flu reports every day, and with more outbreaks of E. coli and salmonella-tainted foods, experts agree washing your hands is critical. However, we wanted to remind our health news listeners about a topic we have covered in this report many times. Antibacterial soaps are no more effective at reducing bacterial levels than washing with ordinary soap. More important are the results of a study we reported on in the September issue of Clinical Infectious Diseases. This report showed that if the antibacterial soap contains triclosan, it can actually cause antibiotic cross-resistance, meaning it may cause the growth of new types of bacteria that are resistant to antibiotic treatment. And for our last story, we take a look at a national survey that tracks patients' consumer habits. It turns out, thanks to the internet, patients ask more questions than ever before, yet still want someone to help them manage their health. According to the survey, patients with the highest deductibles that have health savings plans and have to manage their own healthcare dollars seem to ask the most questions. In the survey, patients were grouped into 6 groups: content and compliant, sick and savvy, online and on board, shop and save, out and about, and casual and cautious. The largest survey results came from the content and compliant group, those most likely to prefer authoritarian doctors. The least response came from the shop and save group. These are people that are less compliant, less satisfied with the care they receive, likely to compare doctors and seek lower cost doctors. Interestingly, the group that came in second was the casual and cautious group. These were people that were disengaged, seek lower cost doctors, and are least likely to be satisfied with care, and have a weak sense of quality differences between treatments. Of the six groups, four showed that patients have no problem switching doctors if they were not meeting their needs. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The hardest bone in the human body is the jawbone. The next time someone suggests you take it on the chin, you might be well advised to take their advice, as the jawbone is one of the most durable and hard-to-break bones in the body. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.